Can your smartphone really replace a DSLR for dental photos? Hey guys, today we're testing an interesting question. Is there actually a big difference between smartphone and DSLR photography in dental practice? With today's camera tech getting so advanced, the answer might surprise you. When we talk about clinical photography in orthodontics, we're really talking about one of the foundations of modern documentation. Every case presentation, every treatment review starts with a set of high-quality images. But do we still need the bulky DSLR with a ring flash? Or have today's smartphones become good enough? A recent study by Kirandeep Nandra and colleagues tackled precisely that question. They compared 4 of the latest flagship smartphones with 3 semi-professional DSLR systems, all operated by a single experienced orthodontist under standardized conditions. A panel of consultant orthodontists rated image quality, ease of use, and color accuracy. They also measured sensor size and checked for geometric distortion. The results were clear. The DSLR cameras were superior in image quality and dimensional accuracy. The smartphones performed reasonably well, and the Samsung S23 Ultra came close in some views, but overall, barrel distortion and smaller sensors limited precision. Interestingly, when it came to ease of use, there was no difference. The DSLR setup took more steps to adjust, but was easier to frame consistently. Color accuracy, however, was poor across the board. Only about 20% of shades were identified correctly, regardless of device. From a methodological standpoint, the study is solid. The design controls for operator and lighting variables, though the small number of assessors and reliance on default smartphone settings limit generalization. Still, it reflects real-world clinical behavior. Most clinicians and patients simply use the phone as it comes. So, what does this mean for us? If you want reproducible, diagnostically valid images, especially intraoral photographs, stick with the DSLR and ring flash. That's still the gold standard. If you need a quick record for communication or telemonitoring, smartphones are fine, but be aware of distortion and unreliable color. In practice, this reminds us that photography is not just about convenience, it's part of our diagnostic accuracy. As teleorthodontics continues to grow, we need clear criteria for what constitutes a clinically adequate photograph. Until then, the DSLR remains our most reliable clinical companion. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.